This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I'm here to say, and this is the reason why I came to see you, Alex, is you are one of the very few who are operating under this theory to be an independent American. In a big way, if your calling is media, fine. If your calling is sports, whatever it is, but you've got to be the greatest you can be now. I don't know why they've been successful in pushing everybody into these little ghettos of these Facebooks and these tweets and these Instagrams, these Instas. This is ghetto. This is ghetto. This is corporate. They're taking your energy. They're taking your energy and you're getting nothing in return. Nothing.
They're dumbing the language down. Twitter's designed to reduce the language directly out of 1984. It's Ingsoc.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there. They're going to make it so headlines you can't even use headlines. To have a Supreme Court justice say that to my face, that it's over. They've got the votes, which means time is limited. Time is not forever. How many more moons and sunrises will you see in your life? Rise and fall. There's not that many. It's a small amount. So for people to be saying with this attitude, oh, I'll get on with my life and my greatness sometime.
No,
you can't.
We're being enslaved now, and that's it. Under the TPP, they admit you can't put a headline to the New York Times. You're sending massive traffic to them. They're claiming you're taking their words. This is insane.
And you had the Justice Stephen Breyer said we need to look at a global law now. Remember just recently
he lined up with it.
So they're getting ready for these decisions to come. You thought Obamacare was shocking. You thought some of these other decisions were shocking. Wait until these copyright laws work their way up and the Supreme Court decides you cannot have a website with news headlines linking across the board.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
That is what Matt Drudge said here almost 4 years ago, and has it not been proven completely true? Just as we went to the last break, I said, hey, get me these two guys from our camera crew together. I want to go out and shoot this important report today. And the producer popped me in, and they said, they're in D.C. to cover the summit on internet censorship. Oh, well, give me this person. Well, they're on vacation, well-deserved. And I'm not complaining, but there's two ways to destroy us. Well, there's more than that, but two big ones. If the globalists can shut us down and sue us out of existence and censor us, or if you don't support. And again, I'm very thankful for all your support, but I need three or four more camera people. I need three or four more field reporters. I need to be able to put people in there and do other live shows. And there's a few new shows that are finally about to start in the next month. It's just been, we've been held back. And I got a lot of covert stuff where I see somebody that's already successful and they need help. Project Veritas, and people like Tommy Robinson, but that's the tip of the iceberg. I've given money to over 100 groups that I've seen kicking ass with no strings. Groups that are busting pedophile rings, all of it. And it's not about getting credit. I'm in a war. I'm totally committed to beating these people. And I don't want people like Frederica Wilson to win when she says, oh, we should take all Americans' free speech and lock them up and shut them up. So don't let her win. Go to InfoWarStore.com today and take advantage of the amazing specials and get the material to win the Second American Revolution. Now, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and we're going to play this Tommy Robinson interview. Tommy came here. He begged for your help. You helped him. You spread the word. Drudge linked to it. The media put up its disinfo against Tommy. But Tommy didn't get a jury trial. And Tommy is the guy to first expose the giant child kidnapping rings. He's a hero. He could be convicted bank robber. And if he helped do this, he'd be a hero. They got him on like some off-duty cop started a fight with him, so he beat the guy's ass. You've seen all the dozens of videos, the left attacking him, Antifa, you name it. The guy is a good guy, a wonderful guy. And he's facing 2 to 3 years in solitary confinement, no jury trial, which violates the law in England. And he needs political asylum here. I gotta say, David Knight at the end of the interview really said some of the most powerful stuff ever. So that's coming up for two segments, and then more breaking information.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have through their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies. That just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you. And I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us. And I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Tommy Robinson is facing certain death. It's been said that we're all Spartacus, we're all Tommy Robinson. They want to kill him because he exposed the British government's currency of kidnapped children. He couldn't come on my show today because he's having a potential last supper with his wife and his three children and family tonight. It's evening over there. But this morning, he came on with David Knight and gave a very powerful, poignant interview that I hope you'll share with everyone. We're about to post it at InfoWars.com. Here it is.
The Muslim gangs were actually being allowed to kidnap our daughters and take them from the age of 11, prostitute them, rape them. And when families ring the police do nothing. People didn't believe it. Until we had a government in-depth report and research into a town called Rotherham. In this small town, 1,400 children were identified as being victims of these Muslim paedophile gangs. 20% of the male Muslim population of that town is currently under police investigation for rape. 20%.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
20%. The globalist agenda and the government, they don't want the British public to be aware of this. They would do anything they can to cover it up, and they did for 20 to 30 years. When I formed a street movement of tens of thousands of people marching in towns and cities, screaming about our daughters being taken, only then did the media then report. The media were aware of it. They were all aware of these crimes. Politicians were aware of it. No one reported it. We basically broke down political correctness. We smashed it in the face, and we went out on the street screaming and telling the world what they're doing to our daughters in these towns and cities. Now, just so people understand the scale of the problem, 90% of the convictions of these gangs for raping these young children are Muslim men. Muslim men only make up 4 or 5% of the British population. Well, Muslims do. 2% wow. Muslim men. But they're responsible. Now, I went to Leeds Crown Court, and what we see now is where the police have had to start making arrests, they've started arresting them all over the country. But what the judges do straight away is they put a report restriction. So 30 men will be on trial, and no one can talk about it. No media are allowed to talk about it. I speak about real issues that affect us in our towns and cities. And I'm loved by the people. And they hate us. So this is now the ultimate. The ultimate is to get rid of me. I'll be put in prison for... Do you know it's a civil offence? This is a civil offence. I was not allowed a jury. The Magna Carta common law says that if you can face more than 6 months in prison, you'll be tried by 12 members of your peers. The reason for that is for fair justice.
You don't have a jury. Let's underscore that. You don't have... Trial by jury is one of the foundations of British common law. Trial by jury. Hard won. And that's now been swept aside in your case, right?
I wasn't allowed a jury. I wasn't allowed a jury. So this is the only thing that they could get through the back door of the Attorney General's government. They could bring it through the back door to then sentence a man to up to 2 years in prison with no jury. I've been convicted by an appointed judge. A judge who was appointed to her position 2 weeks ago.
Joining us from the UK is Tommy Robinson. Thank you for joining us, Tommy.
Thank you, David.
Tommy, tell us, tell the audience a little bit about what happened. This goes back to May 18th. Tell us what happened on that day, but give us a little bit of a background as to what led up to that with the grooming gangs in the UK that you were trying to report on as a citizen journalist.
So on that day, I was reporting outside Leeds Crown Court on just another gang. We've seen the industrialised rape of a generation of our daughters.
Okay.
There's been a conspiracy of silence by political leaders, community leaders, religious leaders. They've all let it happen. And I've been banging my head and screaming and literally crying about this for over a decade. And when we first started telling people the stories that Muslim gangs were actually being allowed to kidnap our daughters and take them from the age of 11, prostitute them, rape them, and when families ring the police do nothing, people didn't believe it. Until we had a government in-depth report and research into a town called Rotherham. In this small town, 1,400 children were identified as being victims of these Muslim paedophile gangs. 20% of the male Muslim population of that town is currently under police investigation for rape. 20%.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
20%. So when people understand the level of this crime, and then these gangs have been, there's 72 towns and cities now, they operate the same, their actions are the same, the way they groom the victims are the same, they prostitute and take the girls, they kidnap them and remove them from one town to another, from one city to another, and in every one of these towns and cities, the police stood by, the government stood by, they knew it was happening, they'd done nothing. The reason they'd done nothing, because they were scared of being deemed as racist, because all the perpetrators were Pakistani Muslims, and all of the victims were young English white girls.
So because they're Muslim, they get a pass on this racketeering, on this organized crime of sex gangs. Well,
we have this globalist agenda of open borders, and then what we do, or what I began to do, was tell the reality of actually what it's like when you open the borders to the third world, and when you import millions of people who are from a different culture, who have completely different views on women, tolerance of women, their views on different people from different faiths, and we see genuine hatred and hostility. I started telling the public about that. Now, of course, the globalist agenda and the government, they don't want the British public to be aware of this. They would do anything they can to cover it up, and they did for 20 to 30 years. When I formed a street movement of tens of thousands of people marching in towns and cities, screaming about our daughters being taken, only then did the media then report. The media were aware of it. They were all aware of these crimes. Politicians were aware of it. No one reported them. We basically broke down political correctness, we smashed it in the face, and we went out on the street screaming and telling the world what they're doing to our daughters in these towns and cities. Now, just so people understand the scale of the problem, 90% of the convictions of these gangs for raping these young children are Muslim men. Muslim men only make up 4 or 5% of the British population. Well, Muslims do, 2% wow. Muslim men. But they're responsible. Now, I went to Leeds Crown Court, and what we see now is where the police have had to start making arrests. They've started arresting them all over the country. But what the judges do straight away is they put a report restriction. So 30 men will be on trial and no one can talk about it. No media are allowed to talk about it. So what I've done is I started looking and researching all these cases, as I've done for years. I looked, I knew there was a case on in Leeds. I'd heard there was a report restriction, but there's no national website to check if there's a report restriction. There's nothing. So I'd heard, I travelled up to Leeds, I went into the court and said, is there a report restriction on this case? I was told by the man who came to court and testified that he wasn't aware of one, he didn't know. I then looked, at that point, I looked on the court website, where the list of names are. And in that list of names, there was no mention of a report restriction. Okay, no mention at all. And on the judiciary's own website, the government judiciary website, there's a 27-page document, of no, 40-page document, that gives the guidelines for media and journalists. This is the guidelines for contempt of court for reporting restrictions. So I previously paid myself to go to the leading law firm in London to get training because I didn't qualify as a journalist. I'm a citizen journalist. So I went for training on contempt of court to understand the laws and boundaries of what I can and can't say, where I can say it. In my training that I had on reporting restrictions, I was already aware the judge has no power. And this is still now. If you go on the website now, Google reporting restrictions, criminal courts, go to page 27, you will read, a judge has no power under section 4.2 of reporting restriction to put any restrictions on information already in the public domain. So when I got to Leeds, I was aware of a lot of the details of this case. I was aware of the previous verdicts. But to make sure that I couldn't fall foul of the law, even though there was no mention of reporting restriction, anywhere. The guidelines say that if there's a reporting restriction, it must be on the website, it must be on the courtroom door, it must be on the screen in the courtroom. It was nowhere. It's been proven that they had failed three procedures to alert people of the reporting restriction. But I still stuck to with it, the training that I'd received that says only reveal information that's in the public domain. Do you know what they said in court? Do you know what they said, David?
No, what is it?
That information on the judiciary website is wrong. Now, if you go now and look on the judiciary website, there is a foreword by the Lord Chief Justice himself, and he thanks legal chambers for the legal accuracy of the judiciary website. So, and then this is where they just make it up as they go along.
Now, folks, it gets really powerful when he comes back about last dinner with his children, what he's facing, what they've done to him in prison. But understand, this is how they kill journalism. He went and covered a trial outside. He's facing years in solitary confinement, no jury trial. When the law in the UK is more than 6 months in jail, you get a jury trial. This is tyranny.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it worked.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I read was in the public domain. I was taken off the street there and then, and I was imprisoned for 13 months without any due process, without asked if I was guilty or not guilty, without a trial, without even being told what I'd done. So they took me off the street instantly, put me in prison. Now, a Free Tommy movement grew. They tried to prevent the public from even knowing I was in prison. I'm thankful and still grateful to everyone in America, everyone in Australia, everyone in Canada, who, because of reporting restrictions they've in place these reporting restrictions that no one could be told what happened to me. Now, because of the foreign media interest in this, a Free Tommy movement grew. Then there was a campaign and legal fund to get me out. We got an appeal after 2.5 months. I spent 2.5 months in solitary confinement. I lost 40 pounds in weight. I was then released from prison. And they accepted, in the highest court in our land, they accepted that everything they'd done was wrong. It was flawed. I was released for this reason. They then took me back to the Old Bailey. I went before another judge. I produced my evidence of statement. My statement of evidence. He kicked it back to the government again. The Attorney General sat on it for 5 months. Only after I produced a documentary, which categorically proved evidence with undercover footage that the BBC programme Panorama was inventing news, fake news, creating sexual allegations against myself. I showed it all in the biggest expose of the BBC this country's seen. I'll be sent to prison tomorrow as a journalist for reporting for the crime of journalism.
Yeah.
You give asylum to Cubans. You give asylum to people who are journalists. My life is in danger. It's not a joke. It's seriously in danger. The lies that are told about me, I have exposed and embarrassed the British government and the establishment. The establishment who are intent on the destruction of our culture and our nation. All of these issues, I've embarrassed them by highlighting the crimes. I've become the most watched journalist in the UK. And that scared me. And I terrify the establishment. And my support that grew terrified because I speak the truth with honesty. I speak about real issues that affect us in our towns and cities. And I'm loved by the people. And they hate us. So this is now the ultimate is to get rid of me. I'll be put in prison for, do you know, it's a civil offence. This is a civil offence. I was not allowed a jury. The Magna Carta common law says that if you can face more than 6 months in prison, you'll be tried by 12 members of your peers. The reason for that is for fair justice.
You don't have a jury. Let's underscore that. You don't have. Trial by jury is one of the foundations of British common law. Trial by jury. Hard won. And that's now been swept aside in your case, right?
I wasn't allowed a jury. I wasn't allowed a jury. So this is the only thing that they could get through the back door of the Attorney General's government. They could bring it through the back door to then sentence a man to up to 2 years in prison with no jury. I've been convicted by an appointed judge. A judge who was appointed to her position 2 weeks ago. She had been appointed and she's about to... And do you know what? Anyone can look at this. Look at the video of what I've done outside Leeds Crown Court and you will see the lies yourself in what the judge is saying. This, with careful examination... This case proves the corruption of the judicial system in the UK. It proves the lies being propagated and told, the lies being put out in sentences, which are then spread around the world by the corporate globalist media, the fake news media, which are lying to the public about who I am, the man I am, the crime I've committed. I didn't know you would prejudice any jury. That's been proven. The lies that are being said, I've committed no crime. It's a non-crime. And I'm about to be locked up and in prison and probably murdered at the hands of ISIS terrorists, who are in control of our prison system. This is a warning to the United States. Your prison systems will be used. The most weak and vulnerable people in your society, the people who have been wronged all their life, the poorest people living in poverty, who will then end up in prison when they're weak and they're vulnerable. An ideology will inset in that prison system. It will grow and it will breed, and it's happening in ours. They've taken over our entire prison system. Car thieves are going into jail and they're coming out radical jihadis. That's going to happen to yours, and nothing's been done to prevent it. And I'm going to be fed like a lamb to slaughter in that prison system that's controlled by jihadis. It's controlled by them. And I'm a journalist. I'm a man who loves my country. I love free speech. I have been convicted for exercising your First Amendment. If you care about freedom, if you care, you're giving asylum to people from different cultures from you who don't even love your country. I love the United States of America. I love Donald Trump. I absolutely love him. If there's one person I admire more than anyone in the world, it's that man. It's a worldwide war for freedom. And we're losing. We're losing. And we've lost it. In England, we've lost it. We've lost free speech. We've lost it. It's gone. And now we've lost the freedom of the press. It's gone. And the reality, we haven't even got democracy. Look at Brexit. We haven't even got democracy. And people are waking up and realising that. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to go. I've got to take my kids from school. This is my last night with my children. I'm going to have to kiss my kids goodbye with the inevitable outcome that I could die in this prison sentence for asking Muslim paedophiles how they feel about their verdict, causing them anxiety. That's the reality.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that happening. And again, I know that you want to spend as much time with your kids as possible. Very serious situation, and we'll do everything that we can to draw attention to this. Do not want to see this happen. It's horrible what's happening in the UK. It's being done here in the United States as well. Thank you, Tommy. Again, you can find him, PR News. What Tommy Robinson was pointing out is that he was at the nexus of this fraud that is being perpetrated by the people who've opened up our borders. Because they pretend that they are all about defending women, and yet they bring in people with cultures, foreign cultures, that do everything they can to treat women as chattel property, running rape gangs and so forth. And that's what they don't want people to understand. They don't want, as I've said many times in the past, you've got the Democrats here saying, oh, look, you know, you can't say anything about Islam now on social media. They're now protected class of people. They say, well, this is general, no criticism of any religious groups. Don't tell me they're going to protect Christians from being criticized by LGBT. We don't want their protection, quite frankly. We can handle the criticism. I don't need to be protected from criticism by atheists or criticism by the LGBT or criticism by Muslims. And I don't think that they should be protected if I have any criticisms to say about what they're doing or about their culture. But, of course, our culture has to be destroyed. And that's what they're doing with this. They don't want people to see what is ultimately going to happen. I said this when I was covering the DNC back in 2016, went there for their convention. And I said, look at this. You've got Hillary Clinton, and they're talking about women's rights and feminism and gay rights, and then they bring up people who support Sharia law. I said, these two things are going to be an explosive mix, and it is inevitable that the kind of things that are happening in the UK now, as Tommy Robinson pointed out, Muslim men, 4-5% of the population, but 90% of the convictions of these sex gangs that are grooming and kidnapping women there. It is a cultural thing, and they don't want you to see that connection. They don't want you to see what's happening, and it is a kangaroo court proceeding. You know, they don't have a First Amendment in the UK, but they have a cherished tradition of trial by jury. Our courts, our judiciary in this country have managed to gaslight the American people about how, oh, you don't want jury trials. They gaslight juries. Juries don't even know if you have a jury.
All right, David Knight knocks it out of the park. The full interview is a few minutes left. It's on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. It's Tommy Robinson's last interview before facing prison for journalism. Please get it out. It's very important. There it is for TV viewers. We have Alex Acosta, who's one of the secretaries. This is labor under Trump. The only connection to Trump and Epstein is that under a previous administration, this guy went along with the FBI's directive to basically let Epstein off because he was working for Robert Mueller, who's a bipartisan, you know, blackmailer. And so we've got his press conference coming up as soon as it goes live. We'll take the first part of it. Norm Pattis, constitutional lawyer, is going to pop in with a big court victory we had that mainstream media doesn't want you to know about, and so much more. But whatever you do, remember, Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. Tell everybody about the local AM and FM stations you're listening to. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support. And we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars. Super special. Emergency special. 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling live products. All of them, 50% off. That's Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Setup inside the Justice Department right now
to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
And here comes the Trump administration official, Alexander Acosta. Department of Labor on the whole Epstein scandal. Here it is.
Let me start by reiterating that I'm pleased that the New York prosecution is going forward. They brought these charges based on new evidence against Jeffrey Epstein, who is now a registered sex offender, and this is a very, very good thing. His acts are despicable, the New York prosecution offers an important opportunity to more fully bring Epstein to justice. In 2008, a major newspaper described the Epstein prosecution like this. A Florida grand jury, that is, a grand jury convened by the district attorney of Palm Beach County, had charged Epstein with a lesser offense. At that time, the Epstein legal team was elated. He would have avoided prison altogether. But then the United States Attorney's Office in Miami became involved. Epstein got an ultimatum. Plead guilty to a charge that would require jail time and registration, or face federal charges. And that was the week, more than 10 years ago, that Epstein went to jail. Times have changed, and coverage of this case has certainly changed since that article. Facts are important, and facts are being overlooked. This matter started as a state matter. It was prosecuted initially by the state of Florida and not by the U.S. Attorney's Office. In 2006, a grand jury convened by the state attorney, the district attorney of Palm Beach County, reviewed the evidence and recommended a single charge. And that charge would have resulted in no jail time, no restitution to the victim. Further, the state attorney's office allowed Epstein to self-surrender and arraigned him the following morning. Simply put, the Palm Beach State Attorney's Office was ready to let Epstein walk free. No jail time. Nothing. Prosecutors in my former office found this to be completely unacceptable, and they became involved. Our office became involved. Our prosecutors, as this 2008 article recounts, presented the ultimatum: plead guilty to more serious charges, charges that require jail time, registration, and restitution, or we'd roll the dice and bring a federal indictment. Without the work of our prosecutors, Epstein would have gotten away with just that state charge. Now, many today question the terms of that ultimatum, what's called the non-prosecution agreement. A good prosecutor will tell you that these cases are complex, especially when they involve children, and even more so in 2006. I've shared with those in this room today and will make available publicly an affidavit filed by the career prosecutor in a civil matter related to the Epstein case. She talks about the challenges faced. She talks about the victims being scared and traumatized, refusing to testify, and how some victims actually exonerated Epstein. Most had significant concerns about their identities being revealed. The acts that they had faced were horrible, and they didn't want people to know about them. And she goes on to write that, quote, after the fact, people alleged that Epstein would have been easily convicted. As the prosecutor who handled the investigation, she says in this affidavit, these contentions overlooked the facts that existed at the time. Her description of these facts are corroborated by the FBI case agent, whose affidavit I've also shared today. Thousands of prosecutors around the nation this week are weighing guilty pleas versus trials. These cases, as I said, are hard. They require a prosecutor to ask whether a plea that guarantees jail time.
All right, let's fade this down for a moment, because I had my great, famous constitutional and defense lawyer and free speech lawyer, Norm Pattis, set up to talk about very big developments in the whole Sandy Hook anti-free speech move by the deep state, the Democrats. But he's also worked in a lot of big cases and can speak to this. So I'll get his take on it. Obviously, we'll come out the next segment and get to some of the questions. It's going to be, Donald Trump ordered you to cover this up. This was over a decade ago, nothing to do with Trump. It was a bipartisan deal. I think because it was so high-powered, it did get covered up. You heard by the state. The feds did something. I'm not defending Alexander Acosta I mean, Epstein was U.S. intelligence, FBI. It ties into all of it, folks. And it's all coming out. But to make this guy the bad guy, to make this guy, who's like separated by thousands of degrees, the bad guy, and to make Trump the thing, I'm not here to defend Trump. I get persecuted because of Trump. There's nothing there. You've got Schumer gave thousands or got thousands of donations from Jeffrey Epstein. His aide-de-camp, Weiner, was obviously a procurer for Epstein. That's come out. So bringing in Norm Pattis, famous constitutional lawyer, one of the top guys in the country. What do you make of this train wreck? What do you think of what's unfolding here? I know you weren't coming on about this. You're coming on about your big 1 in a million appeal being accepted to the Supreme Court, which even the Connecticut News says this is unheard of in my case. And we'll talk about the next segment, but what do you make of what's happening here?
I don't. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, the fact of the matter is that there are lots, you know, we're a nation of sexophrenics. We use sex to sell every product. When somebody colors outside the libidinal lines, we turn on them. Epstein, if the allegations are true, had an appetite for young women. He surfaced on prosecutorial radar. He cut a deal. The prosecution at that time weighed the risks and costs of going forward, including the cost to the young women of having to testify publicly, and cut a deal with Acosta, with Epstein. That was a deal cut 10 years ago. To politicize it now and say that it reflects some broader ideological current is the height of irresponsibility. It's ridiculous. It shows just how far things have gone in this country to politicize it.
No, I agree. So why isn't Bill Clinton doing a press conference, or why aren't people on the airplane doing it? Why is it the former U.S. attorney, when the Democrats came to him and said, we're going to no-bill this, and he said, well, at least give us something, put him in jail for at least a year. How does it turn into he's the bad guy? I don't get that.
Candidly, Alex, I don't either. You know, and I'll be honest with you, the story is so unimpressive to me. I've not paid any attention to it at all. The first I listened to it was listening to it, waiting on to come on to talk about something else. I'm involved in plea bargains every day in cases, obviously, that are not often as significant as this. Plea bargaining is an ugly business. People weigh the risks of going forward against the cost and take what they can get. It looked like justice 10 years ago. Today it's the holy war. I feel bad for Epstein, frankly.
So you, Epstein, you think he's been sucked into something larger?
You know, I defend people. That's what I do. That's how I'm put together. I'm reading the papers and I'm thinking, you know, what do they know today that they didn't know then? I'm wondering whether there's a way to leverage the prior plea into a quieting of the waters. I don't want to be, you know, portrayed as somebody who's going out to defend sex offenders. I defend people against charges. He cut a deal with the government a decade ago. What makes this new news today? I'm not sure.
Well, I'll tell you. The Democrats made up a bunch of Jane Does with Epstein. He didn't do it against Trump. And so Trump's got to fight back.
That's probably true. Although, you know, when you politicize criminal justice, that's the most dangerous thing that you can do. Giving prosecutors unlimited discretion or to prosecute whensoever they choose for whatever reason they choose is the height of a due process violation.
All right. I hear what you're saying. Let's shift gears into this big win, this big case. When we come back, stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In state court, and if not, we will proceed federally. They were very serious that they would proceed federally. That does not mean that they were confident in the final outcome. And one of the tough questions in these cases, what is the value of a secured guilty plea with registration versus rolling the dice? And I know that in 2019, looking back on 2008, things may look different. But this was the judgment of prosecutors.
That's the 27th United States Secretary of Labor, Alexander Acosta. And we haven't gotten to the press conference part where they'll definitely try to blame Trump. You ask, why is Epstein getting reindicted? Because Hillary and the Democrats kept trying to say Trump was involved in all this and tried to blame a bunch of people. And so lawsuits got filed to get the documents to show they weren't. And it's reopened it all. So that's where all this is going. Now, getting back here, I'm going to host about 15 minutes the next hour, then Mike Adams is going to take over in the war room at 3 o'clock. We have developments so huge here today that when I was talking to some of the top constitutional lawyers in the country, like Norm Pattis, like Mark Randazza, like Robert Barnes, and many others, I had other lawyers calling me today that I had to call back. I don't even know that are well-known, saying, Well, we didn't believe it when we saw that Facebook had changed its terms of service. And believe me, that doesn't just happen. Terms of service is like the holy grail at a big tech company. To say that you can incite people to kill somebody if they're labeled a dangerous person, which I've been labeled. Now, they changed it. Update, Facebook deletes policy allowing violent threats against dangerous individuals. I could talk for 20 years about this. Just this. This is how insane it's gotten. But then we've got this other incredible development. I remember talking to Norm Pattis 3-4 weeks ago when I did not threaten the lawyers on the other side of the Sandy Hook. I did not say they sent me the child porn. I said I was angry at them, but I said whoever did it, there's a big reward for who did it. Well, they went to the judge and said I said it was them. The media said I said it was them. And the judge threw out my anti-slap, which would have allowed me to throw it out right away. Well, even the Connecticut News, the current.com, says unheard of, one in a million. They said they can't even find cases where this has really happened, especially in one like this. It's going to the Connecticut Supreme Court, not after the case, before the case. And so, Norm Pattis, congratulations on the fact that you told me, you said, listen, it's a political case, obviously, but the law is 100% clear, and we just have to do this. Are you for it? And I said, hell, of course I am. This is a big deal, very rare. Why don't you explain this to folks?
So the Connecticut Supreme Court this morning, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court agreed to grant you, InfoWars, and Alex Jones and related entities the ability to take what's called a public interest appeal. Normally, when you take an appeal, it's after the case is over. That's the so-called final judgment rule. There are special cases where intermediate or interlocutory appeals can be taken. Connecticut has a statute that says when an issue arises that's so important that it's in the public interest that it be heard immediately, the Supreme Court can bend the rules and let the appeal go up. So we took a public interest appeal of Judge Bellis's rule denying your anti-slap motion in the face of the bogus claim that you had threatened Chris Maddie and lawyers for the other side. I was sitting right there on air with you. You did not. It was crystal clear and abundantly clear to me that this was not inciting violence or a true threat within the meaning of the law. Yet somehow the lawyers for the Kotzkoff team and the Sandy Hook family managed to persuade the judge not only to impose sanctions, but to do so without any real meaningful opportunity for you to prepare or be heard. They filed a motion on a Monday for permission to do expedited briefing on sanctions. By Tuesday afternoon, they were arguing in front of the judge for your entire lawsuit to be defaulted. The judge gave an intermediate sanction.
Even though they knew you were in a 3-year super famous case, which you just won in the same courthouse and couldn't be there.
Well, that's funny because when the argument began, we thought it was going to be a scheduling event. And so I was on the 6th floor of the building. You were, and another lawyer from my office were on the 5th. He came up at the lunch break. He said, you better get down there. I think the judge is going to throw the whole case. I said, you got to be out of your mind. She can't do that based on what, you know, the law of the case. So I went down. We took a break from the other case I was in. And sure enough, she had her finger on the trigger. Now, we managed to persuade her from executing the entire case. But she still did you grievous damage. So we took an appeal basically saying, A, you didn't threaten anybody, and B, because you didn't, the idea that you're being sanctioned for the exercise of your free speech is offensive to the First Amendment. What's more, in the context of this case, it's doubly offensive. You've been trying for the better part of a year to get your motion to dismiss heard. The plaintiff's lawyers have engaged in any amount of gamesmanship to try to avoid being heard on the merits, and they have succeeded. So we've asked the court, you know, to intervene. The Supreme Court set a briefing schedule. Our brief will be due in 2 weeks. The other side has to file theirs within a couple of weeks. We get a chance to reply. And the issues will be argued in front of the state Supreme Court sometime, I think, in late September to early October of this year, with a decision shortly thereafter. We will ask the court to order the trial court to hear your motion to dismiss. The anti-slap suit was in a vehicle that was intended to protect First Amendment values. In this case, the First Amendment's been made a mockery of. And much like the Acosta thing, politics are driving the interpretation of the law, and we're ending up in a strange new world that I don't want to live in, and I don't think you do either. So I'm pretty excited about the court.
Well, expanding on that, I got called by one of my family lawyers whose, you know, name is on, you know, a lot of the state laws and things here, and he just said, well, congratulations. He said, I looked it up. That's incredibly rare. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, normally these type of appeals before a case really even starts are like when the judge or somebody else, we're not accusing the judge here of that, the judge literally gets caught being paid off in the parking lot or, you know, videotaped or whatever. They only come in with these public interests when it looks like a serious miscarriage. And that, even the Connecticut News says this is incredibly rare. This has got to have the other side creating diamonds inside their, you know, what's.
Well, they're probably creating diamonds by whoever's funding this extremely costly boondoggle of litigation. You know, the most interesting thing, and your viewers may not, those at least who aren't in Connecticut, probably don't have the insight. But, you know, as I've come to represent you and been known around the state as your lawyer, at least in Connecticut, a number of people are coming up to me saying, what's going on with these Sandy Hook cases? And people are beginning to think, you know what, that was then, this is now. Yes, it was a horrible shooting in 2012, and there were certainly questions about what happened, and you, among others, raised them. But that was then. This is now. In our pity for the families of Sandy Hook survivors, our victims, rather, we ought not to go so far as to make them censored. And that's what this litigation is becoming about. It's becoming about self-righteous censorship, and I'm hoping that we'll get a full hearing before the Connecticut Supreme Court on these issues, and I'm looking forward to
that's right, Norm. And Norm, let's be clear. We're not tooting our horn going, oh, we're in important. The Democrats, the Republicans, the courts admit this is the seminal, these cases are meant to end the First Amendment. And listen, I want to say nice things about Clarence Thomas. He wrote 3 months ago a huge op-ed in the New York Times saying it's time to end the First Amendment and get rid of press freedom because of Kavanaugh. No, it's terrible what they did to Kavanaugh. That's why we need good press to counter bad press. But they got Republicans ready to get rid of free speech, too. I found out big Republican money out of Texas connected to a former president or presidents are actually involved in this, my friend.
Well, that's chilling to me. I mean, you know, I'm just a meat and potato lawyer. You swim in waters that are too deep for me. But from where I sit, if I don't like what somebody's saying, I can turn my ears off, so to speak, and walk across the street. I don't want the government or somebody else telling me what I can and can't listen.
We can also get right back in their face with the truth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the fact, and the truth is, with respect to Sandy Hook, this is long since in the rearview mirror for you. The people keeping it alive are doing so, I think, for political reasons.
Well, let me ask you this. Why do you think the court did this incredibly rare thing?
Because I think you're right. I think we're right. You were required to adequate notice and a meaningful opportunity to be heard. And this kangaroo court style of justice was uncalled for and, frankly, unheard of. I've never seen anything like it in Connecticut. Hopefully, the court will reach the conclusion that your speech, although angry and a product of frustration, was no true threat at all and that no sanctions were warranted. In an ideal world, the court will look at the record that we have assembled thus far and conclude that you're getting a railroad job, that you're being crucified politically and being denied a statutory remedy, that is, the right to have your motion to dismiss heard for political reasons. Yes, what happened in Sandy Hook was tragic, but perhaps the courts are finally prepared to say to the victims of the Sandy Hook shootings, pick up your bed and walk. It's time to move on. That was 7 years ago. That was then. This is now. There's a whole...
Because as much as some people may hate Alex Jones, if I lose my due process, everybody else loses them.
And, you know, I've worried in Connecticut you're an unpopular figure among some. We get a lot more support for you in recent weeks than we've got.
Hold on. Stay there. Back in 2 minutes. Norm Pattis, fourth hour coming up.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.